ओम ज्ञानक मिदंधस्य ज्ञानांजन सलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति सोपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथनितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखानुकांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमावं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदिरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलं हेतुगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनचरणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। इन दिस रिगार्ड फ्रॉम टुडे ऑनवर्ड्स विल लिसन आई विल डिस्कस फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम अबाउट द अपीयरेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण। So we'll read one verse, then I'll explain. From 10th canto, chapter 2, text number 16. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. भगवान् अपि विश्वात्मा भक्तानाम् अभयङ्कर आविवेशांश भागेन मन आनकदुन्दुभे। भगवान् अपि विश्वात्मा भक्तानाम् अभयङ्कर अविवेशांश भागेन मन आनक दुन्दुभे। भगवान् अपि विश्वात्मा भक्तानाम् अभयङ्कर अविवेशांश भागेन मन आनक दुन्दुभे। Thank you.
संत भागे नारत दुंदे भगवान विश्वात्मा भक्तानं अभयंकर अविवेशांत भागेन मनान कतुंदुभे.
लेडीज,
भगवान विश्वात्मा भक्तानं अभयंकर शांत भागेन मनानक दुंदुभे. भगवान विश्वात्मा भक्तानं अभयंकर हरिवेकांश भागेन मनानक दुंदुभे.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the super soul of all living entities, and who vanquishes all the fear of his devotees, entered the mind of Vasudeva in full opulence, purport. The word Vishwatma refers to one who is situated in everyone's heart. Another meaning of Vishwatma is the only lovable object for everyone. Because of forgetfulness of this object, people are suffering in this material world. But if one fortunately revives his old consciousness of loving Krishna and connects with Vishwatma, one becomes perfect. The Lord is described the third canto as follows. Paravaresa mahat ansa ittopi ittohi ajopi jata bhagavan. Although unborn, the Lord, the master of everything, appears like a born child by entering the mind of a devotee. The Lord is already there within the mind, and consequently it is not astonishing for him to appear as he born from a devotee's body. The word avivesa signifies that the Lord appears within the mind of Vasudeva. There is no need for a discharge of semen. That is the opinion of Sripad Sridhar Swami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In the Vaishnava Dosani, Srila Sanatana Goswami says that consciousness was awakened within the mind of Vasudeva. Srila Dhiraraghava Acharya also says that Vasudeva was one of the demigods, and that within his mind the Supreme Personality of God had appeared as an awakening of consciousness. That is end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So here in purport, Prabhupada quoted a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Text 15, where it has been mentioned, Ajopi Jata Bhagavan. So when we are going to listen about the appearance of Lord Krishna, it is very, very important for us, before entering into listening the appearance of Krishna, we should know what does mean the appearance of Krishna. So today we will discuss when Krishna appears, why he appears, and how he appears. These three topics we will discuss. So before discussing how Krishna appears, so first we have to know whether Krishna is existing or not somewhere. Whether he is existing, then he is appearing here. Or he is not existing anywhere. From nowhere he is just manifesting. So because all the Vedic literature, specifically Shruti, Smriti, it has been explained, the Param Brahma, Bhagavan, is been addressed as other. He has been addressed as other. Other means one who has no birth. Who has no birth, unborn. That's why the Mayavadis, they take advantage of this word other. And they say, see, Parambrahma is other. He never takes birth. So how Krishna can be Parambrahma? How Rama can be Parambrahma? Let us birth. Birth, one who takes birth, he is not Parambrahma. So Prabhupada is saying, this other word is used for Parambrahma, not for this material world. He is other in spiritual world. In spiritual world, there is never a day Krishna took birth there. In spiritual world, all festivities are there, but no Janmashtami. They have no Janmashtami festival there. So we are very fortunate. We are having an extra festival here, Janmashtami. Actually, when Krishna prepares to come to this material world, being prayed by Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar, they all go to Krishna Lago. And the Krishna, please come. And Krishna says, yes, I will go. All Golok Vrindavan Vasis, they stand in line, whose queue, whose line will be there. So they will come to this earthly planet. So there are many, many special events. Those events that have taken place in this earthly planet of Bhaumalila, they are not in Golok Vrindavan. Some agree, some they don't agree. Some say, no, how that can be possible? Not in spiritual world, how it can be in material world? Actually, in another sense, if you see, when Krishna came to material world, all his Gokul first times was not in material platform, but was also in spiritual platform. So in that way, everything is spiritual. It is not like that when we say that Krishna has special pastimes here in earthly planet, which is not there in spiritual world. Then immediately devotee reacts to that. How is it possible? Something is not in Golok Vrindavan, how that will happen here? So that controversy is there. But if we understand in this way, that whether in Golok Vrindavan or Gokul, both is spiritual. It's not like that he is having pastimes in spiritual world and his material and material world. When he comes, saparsadasyadhama sahavatari, he doesn't manifest. He manifests along with his abode, nasasyas. So in that sense, he is other. He never takes birth in spiritual world. So, though he is other, Aja apisan abhyatma bhutanam ishwar apisan prakritin san adhistaya sambhavami atmamaya. So all each of our Vaishnava acharyas, they have put so much effort just to explain this verse. Each word of this verse, that how Parambrahma Aja apisan abhyatma sambhavami atmamaya, how he appears, which is a very important topic and which deals everybody. Mujjanti jatasurahaya. What to speak of ordinary people getting bewildered? Even if great demigods and central personalities, they get bewildered also. You see, if you tell to somebody that Parambrahma is a nirakar, has no form, nobody has seen him, then people easily accept that. There's something must be fantastic like that. If we have form, we have body, Parambrahma is like this, so what specialty has? So it's a nirakar, no form, oh, very nice, sounds very great. So everybody accepts that. Or even if you tell, no, he has akar, but he is Vishnu. He stays somewhere in Vaikuntha planet, and lying in milk ocean, he has four arms, blue body, then on something will ask, oh, Bhagavan means something must be like this. That is acceptable. But as soon as you say, Krishna is Bhagavan, Ram is Bhagavan,
very easy to develop doubt. This is very Bhagavan. How he can become Bhagavan? He is stealing butter, getting scared when mother pays him with a stick. This boy can become Bhagavan? When Mother Yashoda, she bound Krishna in a rope, because Krishna was very naughty. Then Balaram came at one point, Then Balaram becoming, Balaram is a small boy also. He was very angry. He is saying, who bound my brother? Who could dare to do like this? Do you know who is he? He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is controller of everything. He is Bhagavan. How can you dare to bind him? Mother Yashoda is not there. She is in next room. But Balaram is shouting, screaming, as if Mother Yashoda can listen to this. Because she has done this. He knows. He is shouting, screaming, now who has done like this? Then Mother Yashoda came out. He started to scream on Balaram. Hey, stop! Don't talk anymore. If you talk more like this, then I will bind you also. Then he got very scared. So people, what is going on? All these things. Ramchandra Bhagavan is banned. Go exile in the forest. Stay in the forest. In the forest, Ramchandra is staying. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has to stay in the forest. And at one point, Ravana will steal Sita. Then Ram will start crying, oh, somebody stole my wife, like ordinary person. So Mujjanti Gatasya Raya. These are the aspects you see, non-devotees, they get very bewildered. So that's why our acharyas, they have put a lot of effort. How people can understand? Otherwise, why Krishna would say, janma karma cha me digvam evam yobita tattva taha tekta dhyam punarjanmam nayati mameti svarjana? If it would be so easy, tattva dhyam punarjanmam nayati. Once you leave your body, you will not take birth again. You will achieve me. It is up. And how will you achieve me? As soon as you understand, janma karma cha me digvam, the transcendental nature of my appearance and my activities. So this is a very difficult subject matter to understand the transcendental nature of the appearance of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why each of our acharya, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanatha Gadwal, Ramanuja Acharya, everybody elaborately they're explaining just to prove, just to remove this misconception that Parambrahma is other, that's why the Krishna Rama cannot be Parambrahma. To remove this misconception. You see, Mayavadi, it is not like that they don't accept Krishna and Rama. They accept the worship Krishna and Rama also. But only difference of their concept and Vaishnava's concept is, they say Parambrahma originally Nirakar, so from Nirakar they are accepting the Sakar form. But Vaishnava acharyas, they don't accept. They say, no. From Nirakar, Sakar form is not coming. Rather from Sakar, Nirakar aspect is coming. They say God has to be eternally existing, otherwise you are developing love and devotion so much unto Him. But sometimes He exists, sometimes He does not exist. Then what is use of our so much devotion unto Him? So they have to prove that God is eternally existing, not like that He is coming from Nirakar. And Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, He has clearly mentioned, Abhyaktam vyaktim asunati manyatema abhudhaya. Those that think, originally I am Nirakar, and from Nirakar I have accepted the Sakar form, they are abhudhaya. They have no buddhi. Krishna saying, those they worship demigods, antabhattu phalantesam, tat bhagatam alpamedhasam. Those they worship demigods, they are alpamedhasam. They are less intelligent. And those they say, I have come from Nirakar, they have no intelligence. They have no intelligence at all. Abhyakta asakta chetasam. Klesadhika taurata, very difficult. Abhyakta hai gatir dukkham. Gatir dukkham. Very miserable. But in spite of that, Krishna's illusory energy is so strong. People, they don't understand. They accept this abhyakta aspect very strongly. Why? Because Naham Prakasa Sarvasya Yogamaya Samabritam, my original form is yet manifested to everybody. It is covered by Yogamaya. Lord is Abdakta. Abdakta is not manifested to everybody. That means Abdakta. Abdakta does not mean the Niraka. Abdakta means manifested, Abdakta means unmanifested. He is not sin. Nitya Abhyakta Pi Bhagavan Ichchate Nijasaktita Nitya Abhyakta. The Supreme Param Brahma is Nitya eternally unmanifested. His Swarup is eternally unmanifested. Nitya Abhyakta Pi Bhagavan Ichchate Nijasaktita. But he appears by his own internal potency. So Bhagavad Gita Krishna saying himself, Ajapisan Abhyatma Bhutanam Ishwarapisan Prakriti Sang Adhishtaya Sambhavami Atmamaya Sambhavami Atmamaya. Ajapi, is it that I am Aja? With the spiritual world I never take birth. Ajapisan Abhyatma Bhutanam Ishwarapisan Prakriti Sang Adhishtaya. By my Swaprakriti, by my internal potency, Sambhavami Atmamaya. Just that Yogamaya, Naham Prakasa Sarvasya, I am manifested to everybody, I am covered by Yogamaya, and when that Maya cover will be removed, then people can see me. When Krishna appearing, Bhagavat explains, Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. Lord Krishna appears from Vasudeva, from the heart of Vasudeva. That is Krishna's name is Vasudeva. So what is meaning of Vasudeva? Vasudeva means Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. Vasudeva word means Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva. Beyond the most remote of material nature. That means he is there. But as soon as you are situated in the Vasudeva platform, then you can see. Then you can see. Anywhere you can see. Anywhere you can see the Supreme Personality of his form you can see. Anywhere you can see. As soon as it is uncovered. As soon as you come to Vasudeva platform, as soon as you come to Shuddha Satya platform, Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam Punan Apamrita. This Vasudeva platform, what it helps us? Puman Apamrita. Puman means Parampurisa Bhagavan, who is abrita, who is covered. He becomes anabrita, uncovered. So that is what his appearance means. He can be seen. But who can see? Not like that. From nowhere, his form is coming. No. His form is somewhere. This material world, his form is everywhere. All pervading. But we can see, just like one Maharaj gives a good example. When we put on TV, somewhere in TV center, somebody is dancing there. But we see on TV. How we see on TV? Because that dancing is everywhere in this house. So that's why the TV machine has a power, can catch and show us in front of us. But if it should not be in the TV center, nobody is dancing there, then TV machine cannot just catch something from the ether and so on. In the same way, we can see Krishna's form is everywhere because Krishna's form is there in Golok Vrindavan. But we can see, just like you need a TV machine to see, in the same way, we need a machine inside your heart, which will reveal Premanjana Srita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hidayatu Vilopayanti Jag Shamasundara Matintam Guna Sarupam Govindam Adipurisham Samaham Bhajami. So as soon as our heart comes to this platform of Vasudeva platform, Uman Pabrita, their personality will uncover. So, he'll manifest does not mean he's not existing. Just he is existing. That's why Sambhavami Atmamaya. When he says Sambhavami Atmamaya, we should not think that he creates. He is created. No. He is not created. He is simply appearing. So in this way, we have to understand about the appearance of God. This is not appearance of God. Oh, one more thing. Before we discuss about the appearance of God, we should know on the basis of Vedic literature, what is the proof? God has one eternal form. If we tell them from Gita, Bhagavata, Purana, many people they don't accept. The Shruti and Smriti. Shruti is original scripture. So what we discuss mostly things from Smriti. But if Smriti is not supported by Shruti, then also that those things are not accepted. So we see in Shruti also, it has been explained. Vidyante Hidya Gramti, Chindante Sarvasinchaya, Chiyante Tasya Karmani, Jasmin Dishte Paravare, Jasmin Dishte Paravare. So here it has been told that when you see that eternal form of the Supreme Person of Godhead, then immediately Vidyante Hidya Gramti, all the knots within our heart will cut, get cut, then all the doubts will be removed, all the karma will be reduced. So that means Shruti proves that Lord has eternal form. Otherwise it does not say like this. Also Shruti explains bhakti hi enam darshayati. Only by devotion one can see him. That means he has form. So in this way, we should understand what is the meaning of Ajapi Jata Bhagavan. The Bhagavan, though he is unborn, how he appears? The transcendental nature of the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not something ordinary. It is very special. So Lord has his prakat lila and his aprakat lila. Prakat lila means when his pastimes manifest on this earthly planet, that is known as prakat lila. But same time, Lord's eternally, his aprakat lila is going on. Aprakat lila means unmanifested pastimes. And unmanifested pastime means, as long as Lord's pastimes are not been seen by the people of this earthly planet, that is known as unmanifested pastimes. His unmanifested pastimes, or aprakat lila, is going on. Eternally it is going on in the spiritual world. Unmanifested aprakat lila, two kinds of lila. One is nitya, another is naimittik. Two kinds of pastimes. So when Krishna, he appears in this material world, that is known as prakat lila. So how Lord appears? The Lord appears in this material world in two different ways. One is known as adwaraka, another is known as sadwaraka. Adwaraka means sometimes Lord appears without the help of father and mother. Sadwaraka means he appears with the help of father and mother. So who appeared without father and mother? Which form of Supreme Personality of God had appeared without father and mother? Narasimha Dev. Who else? Matsya, Varaha, Kurma, all previous incarnations. Prior to Narasimha, all they came, they are all Dharata. There no father and mother. Matsya avatar appeared with water from the hand of Satyavrata. Satyavrata. Then Varaha after the nose, the Brahma. So in this way, Narasimha Dev, he appeared from the pillar. No father, mother. There are no father, mother. So when Narasimha Dev appeared and he killed Hiranyakashipu, so after killing Hiranyakashipu, Narasimha Dev was very angry. After killing he was very angry with Narasimha Dev Bhagavan. So much angry, nobody could dare to go in front of Narasimha Dev Bhagavan. You are Devaraj Indra, you should go and pacify now Narasimha Dev. Hiranyakashipu was troubling us, now Lord came, killed him, but he is very angry now. His anger is not reducing. Sometimes somebody takes a mood of anger, it remains, doesn't remove. We have one film in India, Sholay film, so very famous. So there is an actor, he named Gabbar Singh. He has a villain, very grave role has been, very, very special character, a ferocious character. So film has been shooted long before done. But that mood remained with him for a long time. People would get scared when they see him. Sometimes when they take up a mood that remains with them. Lots of this anger mood is not reducing. So they told Indra, please go and pacify the Lord. Indra is so scared, dazzling. So he said, no. I can't go near the Lord. All my eyes will get burned. He has eyes all of his body. He said, no, I can't open my eyes even. I can't go close to him. Then all the demigods said, oh, Pitamaha Brahma, you please go close to Lord and pacify the Lord. Then Brahma said, no, my beard will get burned if I go close there. I don't go close there. Lord Brahma said, no, I will not go. Then Mother Lakshmi, please you go there. Lakshmi said, no, I have never seen him like this. Until the whole incident took place before appearance of Hiranyakashipu. One day Lakshmadevi was massaging lotus feet of Vishnu in Vaikuntha. And Vishnu's feet is so soft. So Lakshmadevi asked, my dear Lord, my dear husband, I have had inside with you big demons. But your body is so soft like butter. With this soft body, how can I afford to fight with all these gigantic demons? Then Lord smiled. So, you want to see me how I fight with them? Okay, one day I'll show you how I fight with them. Then, by Lord's desire, all these incidents took place. Then Satish Markham, Jai Vijay, caused all these things happen. So Lord has told, I'll show you how I fight. So this time all the demigods won't call. Lakshmi, please call. Come and pacify the Lord. I said, no, I have never seen his ferocious form like this. I can't go close to him. So she did not go also, did not dare. So how Lord will be pacified? Then Ganesh is Lord's bhakta, devotee. Now Ganesh, all Hindus they worship Vighna Vinashak, Ganesh. Because he is great devotee of Narasimha Dev. That's why he is worshipped. He can remove. He said, okay, Ganesh said, I will go, I will pacify my Lord. So big fat Ganesh. So he sit down. On a shutdown, on a rat, no, a rat is his carrier. And Lord is so angry, out of his anger, breathing, like blowing air, blowing from his nose like anything, breathing, angry. And this Ganesh, big Ganesh, sitting on top of a rat, going in front of Narasimha Dev. So he is going, there's so much wind is blowing. At one point he fell from the top of the rat. So when he fell down, all the demigods started to laugh. And Narasimha Dev also started to laugh. Then all the demigods said, wow, the Lord is now pacified. But Lord is not pacified. His anger is there. Then they told Loka Prahlad, you have no other shelter. For you, now Lord appears. Now you have to save us. You please go. Then they gave flower garland and sent Prahlad Maharaj. He has no fear. What will fear? He never feared to his father. So he simply went and very affectionately Narasimha Bhagavan picked him up, put him on his lap, and embracing him, licking him, his head, smelling his head, kissing him, enjoying putting Prahlad on his lap. So at one point Narasimha Bhagavan thinking, oh, very nice, I'm enjoying putting Prahlad on my lap. But how Prahlad is enjoying sitting on my lap? Because Narasimha Dev had no father mother to sit on the lap. So he's feeling a little bit awkward. He said, I am now deprived of this enjoyment Prahlad has having. How it is to enjoy sitting on the lap of father mother? That's it. From next incarnation he came as Brahmana Dev with help of all father mother. He appeared. So that is known as Sadharaka. When Lord appears, the help of father mother. But when he appears the help of father mother, So it is not like that Lord can just pick up any lady, okay, you are my mother. No. No lady can become father, mother of Supreme Person of Godhead. That is another heavy subject matter also. Who can be father, mother of Supreme Person of Godhead? The Supreme Person of Godhead, Param Brahma, is not coming here because of his karma. That he will just take some lady to be his mother. He may appear in any form. Just like the spirit soul goes through changing form to form. Sometimes human birth, sometimes demigod, sometimes insect, sometimes birds. Lord also comes like that. Lord is coming also in boar form, in fish form, lion form, in elephant form, in horse form. In Purana one said, as he explained, he wants to come in tiger form, tiger incarnation. Once Lord came in mosquito incarnation also. He can come in any form. So does that mean he is accepting some mother, some lady? He is not coming because of his karma. We are taking birth because of our karma. He is not taking birth because of his karma. So then, how he appears? What is the Sadgaraka? He appears by the help of his father and mother. So that means he brings his father and mother from spiritual world. Nanda, Yashoda, Devaki, Vasudev, all they are in the spiritual world, eternally. So how Nanda Yashoda become Krishna's father, they are in the spiritual world? How Devaki, Vasudev, they become parent of Krishna? So there is never a day in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna took birth. So there is never a day Krishna has taken birth in Golok Vrindavan, then how he can have father and mother in Golok Vrindavan? Very interesting question. So in this way you have to understand that Devaki Vasudev, Nanda Yashoda, they did not become father and mother of Krishna because they gave birth to Krishna. No. Just like it. Lakshmi became, she is wife of Vishnu. So Vaikuntha never there is a day that Lakshmi married to Vishnu, then she became wife of Vishnu. No. There is never a day like that. Eternally. She is eternally, eternal concept of Vishnu. In the same way, Nanda Yashoda Devaki Vasudev, the eternal father and mother. So, they did not become father and mother of Krishna because they gave birth to Krishna. But this is only the abhiman, their mood. Fatherly mood, motherly mood. The Krishna has to enjoy the vatsalya rasa, parental loving relationship. The rasa exists in eternally there. Santa, dasya, sakha, vatsalya, madhur. These melas are eternally existing there. So they are eternally there. So they are father and mother not because they gave birth to Krishna in spiritual world. But they are manifested. They are manifested eternally there as to give pleasure to Krishna. What pleasure? The parental loving pleasure. You have to give this pleasure. They are there. So they are not some ordinary living entity like us. We are all Tatastha Shakti. That is Bahiranga Shakti, Tatastha Shakti and Antaranga Shakti. Bahiranga Shakti will never touch. Krishna will never touch. External energy can never touch. Nothing to do with Krishna. It's external energy. Krishna only gets formed by his internal potency. Krishna is Atmaram. He is Aptakam. He never depends upon us. He is self-satisfied. But at the same time we see Krishna is depending upon so many things. So he is depending upon what? Upon his own energy. If I pick up this book, who is picking up? I am picking up or my hand is picking up? My hand is picking up or I am picking up? I am picking up. The hand is my energy. See, it's my energy, my Swarup Shakti. In this way, when Krishna is formed, he is not formed by external energy nor by marginal potency. He is always formed by internal potency, by Swarup Shakti. Only Swarup Shakti can help Krishna. Otherwise he will be dependent. So the father, mother all the Gopa, Gopis, everything has manifested in the spiritual world. Their manifestation of energy of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these dhams, you see, Golok Vrindavan dham, that manifestation of Samdhini Shakti. The father, mother of Krishna, what is Samdhini Shakti? As all of you already know, so I will not elaborately describe that. Internal potency has three aspects. Samdhini Shakti, Samit Shakti, and the Radhini Shakti. Just like you, all of you know, Radharani, the pleasure giving potency, the Radharani is the personification or transformation of this pleasure giving potency, Radhini Shakti. In the same way, Samdhini Shakti. Samdhini Shakti means ever existential potency. That potency which helps Krishna to exist eternally or which is holding Krishna. So father, mother, they are the expansion or transformation of that potency. Nanda, Yashoda, Devaki, Vasudev, Adraj, who can hold in the womb the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Nobody can will be able to do like that. So that is father, mother. That is expansion. Golok Vrindavan, everything manifests. Trees, plants, Krishna's, everything. Whatever is holding Krishna. There is one energy. Once I was thinking that we read in Bhagavatam, we see in scripture, Lord Vishnu wearing nice earrings, nice necklace, nice silk cloth. We have nice pictures of Vishnu. Just like our, who has painted all this? Prabhu's name? Pushkar Prabhu. He is painting all these nice things, earrings, stone, cement, everything. Once it came to my mind and question, that Lord Vishnu sleeping in milk ocean, middle of nowhere, wearing this earring, necklace, this cloth. How did he got this cloth, this silk cloth over there? Which factory made this cloth? By which cargo company brought it over there? What do you supply all these things? In Golok Vrindavan, do they have all these factories to make all these cloths, all these things happening? They have brick filled they have or what? How they build things there? How this happen? We just saw in the picture, it's just something, just fantastic or something like that. Imagine art like this, putting a Krishna wearing earring. Which goldsmith made that earring? Who supplied Vishnu in middle of nowhere there? Sir, I could not get answer to these things. I think, how is happening? I just discussing with a brahmachari, to an ordinary brahmachari, simple person who never gives class. I think, how this thing happens, I don't understand. Then so, Maharaj don't say, no, Krishna doesn't need somebody to build and give to him, because Krishna makes everything out of his own energy. He has his own energy that manifests things. Then that only he use that things. It's not like someone has to make and give him. The manifestation of all is this Samdhini Shakti. Samdhini Shakti manifests, then Krishna uses everything or Vishnu uses everything. So we have to understand in this way that Krishna's father, mother, they are not some ordinary living entity, that Krishna appears from their womb. But one thing we have to see, it's not like that somebody can just go through austerity, become a pure devotee, then one day he'll be able to become mother of Krishna. No. If becoming pure devotee, we can come to the platform, we'll have motherly relationship with Krishna. So nobody can become mother of Krishna by doing tapasya. But we know when Krishna appears in the prison house of Kansa, then Krishna manifested his Chaturbhuja Rupa, four-armed form. And he explained to Devaki and Vasudev in previous life, previously here, Prishni and Sutapa. Then they appeared as Kashyapa and Aditi. When Prishni and Sutapa, he went through severe austerities. Then when appeared in front of you, then you prayed, I ask you what you want. Instead of asking liberation, you ask that you want a son like me. But as I found, there is no one equal to me. Therefore, I had to come as your son. Then next time again also I came as your son, as Brahmana. Now I have come as your son also. So from this description, someone may think, oh, just see, by being tapasya, you can get Supreme Personality of Godhead as your son. But Jiva Goswami is saying, no, that is not possible. That somebody can do tapasya, that they can become father, mother of Krishna. But this is Suttapanda Krishna. Then Aditi and Kashyapa, they were plenary expansion of Nanda, Jasoda, Devaki, Vasudev. The plenary expansion. Therefore, they are able to get the plenary expansion of Krishna, Vishnu or Narayana, to take birth as Krishna Garbha, as Bhamanadev. Bhamanadev, Krishna Garbha, Vishnu. The plenary expansion of Krishna. Just like Krishna is fountainhead of all the incarnations. So, all incarnations expand from Krishna. In the same way, Shakti Tattva, Radharani, and all Shakti Tattva expand from Radharani. All Lakshmi Devi, Satyabhama, Rukmani, Parvati, Shakti, Indrapatni, Shakti, all Shakti Tattva, they expand from Radharani. Same way also, all Father Mother Tattva, they expand from Nanda and Yashoda. Nanda and Yashoda are original Father Mother Tattva. So just see, so many things are there, but people thinking, oh, Krishna is like, Ajit is taking birth like ordinary boy. No. So all this arrangement is there, so is Janma Karma Tame Dibram. My birth is transcendental. These are the transcendental nature. But how Krishna is appearing? By sweet will. Nitya Abdakta Pi Bhagavan Ichchati Nijasakita by sweet will. So in this way, Yogamaya Chitshakti Siddha-satya parinati is Siddha-satya, the transformation of Siddha-satya is Yogamaya. Tār-satya loke dekhaite, bhakta-ganer gudha-dhana ehi rupa-ratana. This rupa-ratana, this form of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the confidential subject matter of the devotee, and thus to show the potency of the Yogamaya, the Lord is manifesting. Nitya dham haite, prakata kaila nitya dham haite. From his eternal lover, Lord manifesting here, in this material world. So this is the transcendental nature. We have to understand the appearance. This is known as Hari Prakat, Adwarak and Sadwarak. When Krishna appears with the help of his father, mother, we should not think just like some ordinary way he is appearing. So, understanding the transcendental nature of the appearance and activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can become free from the cycle of birth and death. So that is what the purpose Prabhupada is mentioning. Paravaresa mahatansa yuktahi ajo api jata bhagavan. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, actually when Krishna or any form of Supreme Personality of Godhead appearing, Krishna's each and every activity is unlimited reason. I'll explain tomorrow. What is the reason why Lord appears at all in this material world? How different people they think different purposes of Lord's appearance? And what is the real purpose of Lord's appearance? What is the real reason behind the Lord appearing in this material world? Of course, each and every activity of Supreme Personality of Godhead has hundreds, thousands of reasons. Krishna is very expert. He'll do one activity by which he'll get the result of thousands of things. That is how he acts, fulfills the desire, like he does different pastimes. For example, in Ramavatar, he was doing his pastime, then he gave boon. Suppose, for example, he killed Bali. Then Angata, he said, Angata, he'll take birth, then he'll kill me. Lord's will, Lord says, he keeps everything intact. Some desire somebody has to be fulfilled. So I'll explain more elaborately tomorrow. Then how Lord appears only by his sweet will. There's no reason why Lord appears here. Brahma is saying that there could be no reason that you are appearing except your own sweet will. And also at the same time, Lord very expert way, he keeps everything intact, fulfilling the desire of all his devotees. Every, there is a consistency in his activity, in his appearance, in his dealings, everything. So our acharyas, they have put in proper format. Though the pastimes are very bewildering, mujjanti jatasuraya, but if only we can understand these things in proper perspective, if we listen the description of our acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas, they have put in such a nice way, then all illusion will be eradicated. So, I'll end here. So I was thinking, we'll go at least to when he appeared. I just explained how he appeared, but he has form. And when he appears, where he appears, why he appears. These three things we'll discuss tomorrow. Now if you have any questions, whatever I discuss.
My question is, Shankaracharya appeared around what time in history?
Shankaracharya?
What day? Around what day? Middle Ages, 1200, 1100?
Yeah.
It's based in the Jiva Dharma that Krishna wanted somebody to distort the philosophy to cover his pastimes to prevent atheists and unworthy people from getting into worshiping the Supreme Lord. So he asked Lord Shiva, you please appear as Shankaracharya and bewilder the people by juggling words and making the Supreme Lord personal in this way. So my question is that he gave Shankaracharya this mission to cover his pastimes and take the atheist sort of away from Krishna. But then Lord Chaitanya appeared, and it seems like Lord Chaitanya is trying to attract everyone to his pastimes. Mm-hmm. So why did he first... I realized that Shankaracharya defeated Buddhism, so that was an important point, because Buddhism has no basis in the Vedas. So that we can say is a positive aspect. But why would he send him to cover his pastimes, and then now Lord Chaitanya is trying to attract everyone to his pastimes?
What I have heard, the Lord sent Shiva instituting Mayavadam Asat Shastram Pratsanam Bodham Uchyate. Mayavad Asat Shastra, hidingly, it also preaches something like Buddha philosophy. Smak Vimukhan Kuru, you keep people away from me. The reason one somewhere I've read Prabhupada has given, you see, the nature of the people is not something that Shankaracharya has to come to preach Mayavada. The naturally people are all accepting Mayavada. You don't have to preach to them. Nirakar or merge with God, the natural will become equal with God, all this philosophy people have there. So Krishna said, Shankaracharya, all the people have this kind of mood. You make one society, one group, so you keep all these people separately from my devotees, they will disturb my devotees. So make another community for them. So with this fact, they will live peacefully. You see, they have something called disturbance devotees. So that's why Krishna told him, Mat Vimukhan Karu, you keep all these people away. So that is what Prabhupada has explained on one point. And another thing is to come to the platform of bhakti, one has to be tested. Once you overcome all these offerings, that it can become God, this, that, it's really strong. So Krishna wants somebody who will become devotee. Krishna wants him to be tested properly. If anybody just goes back to Krishna, it's very difficult. Krishna will be in big trouble. Because Krishna is saying, if somebody becomes devotee, I become sold out to him. So before he gets sold out to somebody, he wants to check properly. So he wants to go through all these allurements. Okay, you can become God, this, that, all this. If somebody can overcome all these things, understandings, then he's pure. Okay, he can come to me. So these are two reasons that I have read somewhere in the books. One is, they will not disturb devotees, devotees of their one group. And second is, they have to be tested.
No,
Lord Chaitanya is very special incarnation. Lord Chaitanya is incarnation who is giving you blank check to everybody. If you have $1 million in your account, $1 million, will you come and tell you, Maharaj, I give a blank check to you? Anybody will do blank check? When somebody can give a blank check? If he is mad, only mad person can give a blank check. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a mad incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes mad, then he gives what he is not supposed to give. He is not supposed to give that. Anarpita charing tirat karunaya avatirna kalo anarpita. He never given. Tira adatata nidagupta vitam hidden treasure. But at one point, Lord comes to become so compassionate that he can't control himself anymore. Okay, I open my storehouse. Just take whoever likes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very special. So he will do that. And as Prabhupada has explained, Buddha came, that time so much killing was going on, he stopped saying, don't accept Veda. So without Veda, how can we establish God? Then Shankara came, little bit minimizing, hidingly saying, hidden way saying, Buddha philosophy, then established Veda. Then Ramanuja came, established Vishnu. Then Madhvacharya came, established Krishna. Then Chaitanya came, established Radha. Radha, Rani, Radha Krishna Bhava. So this is a Krishna's plan also, that way to come. Yes.
Also, I think there's another point. If you explain that the Prem Bhakti comes after the Sutta platform, if the two things were not there by Shankaracharya, we actually, Mahaprabhu addressed him as the Acharya because he has done such a great thing for us by establishing the Brahmanas who were completely opposed, and he brought, Shankaracharya brought them back by giving what they want, by at least accepting the Veda. So in that case, the Brahmanas were brought back. So on the basis of that, where Ramanuja Acharya could talk about, if nobody has any interest, what is the question of talking? So Ramanuja Acharya could never speak actually in one sense if Shankaracharya would not even bring that Brahman word and bringing those Brahmana back to the bed.
Yes, true. Very nice answer. And also the Alpurupa saying that Jesus Christ came at a time, they're all barbarians, the teaching according to that time and circumstances. The whole thing is Krishna's plan, how to bring people up to this point where people can get fully love of Godhead. Okay? Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam ki.